Good morning, my father.
Good morning. I call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. We're convening this morning at 10 o'clock for the purposes of meeting jointly with the Budget and Appropriations Committee to discuss two items that are on both the Parks agenda and the agenda for the budget.
Mr. Chairman, I also call to order the Budget and Appropriations Committee with a proper quorum present, Mr. Chairman. I have been handed out a priority
list. Do video here. Conference yet, Tom? Well, we told them 10 hours, so you're in good shape.
All right. So we're going to go on video conference.
Is the...
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
We have, I know that we're going to have Commissioner Lauro in by video conference. Those aren't on these items, though, involving the Bird Homestead. Are they?
No.
Right, okay. All right. In the meantime, we have before us, taken up by both committees, a bond act. Authorizing the issuance of $215,000 in bonds to finance capital project BLA-01, made reference to as the Bird Homestead City of Rye. In addition, there's an act to authorize the County of Westchester to enter into an agreement with the City of Rye to acquire from the city for $200,000 a conservation easement across 0.93 acres of waterfront property located at 600 Milton Road in the City of Rye and known as the Bird Homestead, plus closing costs of $15,000. Who was here to speak on this item this morning?
Which one are you doing?
Bird Homestead.
No, because I think we told them what time to get here, so they don't come until we're done.
So, all right. Yes, I know that this item was through the Capital Project Subcommittee, Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm. If I may, I can probably give a little information on it. It is not, Bird, I think, is the name of the owners of the property as opposed to a bird. And this legislation, based on the explanation that was given to us, enables the county to hire to acquire an easement that provide access to the waterfront property from the county's property, from the county. And that easement was explained to us as important in order for the county to continue to either do work in the environmental area surrounding the water and also to be able to have other work that the county does do on a normal basis. And so the easement is simply enable them to cross the land for that purpose, for the governmental purpose. It was explained to us, it's a very, very simple piece of legislation. It did not require any building or any constructing or anything like that.
And it's not for the birds, right?
It's not for the birds.
Okay.
Let me just ask a question, Mr. Williams. This is a conservation easement across 0.93 acres of waterfront property. Is this an easement that covers the entire 9.3 acres, or is that the size of the waterfront property, and this is an easement, a path, a roadway?
Right. It's an easement of 0.93 acres. That's what it covers.
So the entire easement is the 0.93 acres
right.
Of waterfront property. Okay, Mr.
Right.
Jenkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this particular point, we have these three items in front of us. We passed the bond. In 2009, on December 7th, we passed the bond action that was necessary for this. I'm not sure what the difference is. The question is, if it's just an IMA difference, then the two bond acts or the bond act that's in front of us.
Two items, sure, right?
Yeah,
the bond
two
act and the IMA.
I'm looking for the IMA.
3437.
Oh, is that the IMA?
Right.
Okay, so the IMA My understanding was there was some technical change that needed to be done in the IMA. I'm not sure why that would affect the bond act that we already authorized. Right?
But
we authorized the bond act in December 7th, 2009. Well, you know something? It might have just come in. We might have.
Right.
Okay. So in the IMA, I'm not sure that there was a tech. We passed this IMA. In 2007, there was some change, some technical change. I'm not sure what it is. So when we get those guys in, maybe someone could tell us exactly what the change is.
Okay.
All right. And who will we have from the administration, Sal? Who will we have from the administration explaining?
Planning.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, then.
You can do it by his
name. Let me do this. I'd ask for a motion to table these items.
Second.
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 Okay. Is there any objection to tabling these items? Okay.
Till when are we today or tonight?
No. A tabling is for one meeting alone. These items have to come back before us before the conclusion of this meeting.
I'm sorry, I was late. Can you just repeat what
we have? We're going through the agenda. We have started the discussion on the bond act related to the Bird Homestead and the IMA, and we've hit a point now where we cannot go further to in consideration of these items until representatives of the planning department arrive to answer our questions. Is that correct? Is that the sense of this of the committees?
Yeah.
So we had asked planning for the rationale. I believe it was Public Works that had actually stopped the work on this.
Okay. Planning presented to the Capital Project Subcommittee on this, with the planning department presented.
Okay. So my only point in the procedure right now, the committees apparently are not prepared to vote at a quarter after 10. They're awaiting department heads to arrive here. So to go on with the business, we have to procedurally park these two items. You do that by tabling. Once again, I have a motion to table on the floor by Mrs. Spreckman. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of tabling these items?
All right.
Again, are we tabling it for the end of this meeting today or the 4 o'clock meeting? Because we're meeting
No. Only
the
end of
the
day.
This meeting.
Okay. A very good point, though. For tabling for this meeting. Before we conclude this meeting, we have to bring them back on the floor. Okay, so the items are tabled. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to turn this over to you. That concludes the, at least at this point, the items that we have before us jointly.
Because we only have the Bird Homestead as joint meeting, right, Mr. Chairman?
That's right.
All right, so we'll come back to that. And on conferencing, do we have audio now? Can you hear us, Tom? No.
We can't hear them.
Good morning.
If you can hear us, ask him to put up one thumb.
He would be nodding.
Wiggle your ears.
Tom, you can see us, but can you hear us?
If you can't hear,
he can hear us. We can't hear him.
He's never sounded better.
We got a smile.
He's going to turn the on switch on.
Incredibly
beautiful, really very beautiful and sharp.
We tested it the other day. It worked beautifully.
All right. So we have some volume.
I think he's adjusting.
What about?
All right.
That's what it looked like over Giant Stadium yesterday for those who weren't watching.
That's right.
We only have the animal shelter. We only have the animal shelter. All right, so we're trying to hear you. We don't hear you, so we'll speak. Maybe at some point we'll catch you.
They laughed at the
joke. They laughed
at the joke and everything. The pressure's on, Tom. We're watching the sweat.
You can hear us now.
We can see you in HD.
Tom, do you have a whiteboard?
What is it?
We can't hear you, Tom.
So why don't you?
But again, the item that we'll be looking at, the item number four on the budget agenda, is an IMA titled to property for animal shelter in Yonkers, an act authorizing the county of Westchester to enter into intermunicipal agreement with the city of Yonkers, whereby the county will convey to the city title to property comprising approximately 1.62 acres and located adjacent to county's material recovery facility in the city of Yonkers.
So moved.
Question?
Yes.
Yes, what kind of an animal shelter is this? Do we know?
State of the art. It's,
No, we're doing it for you.
Large animals.
Is it a kill or no kill facility?
Right.
It is a no kill facility.
Are we sure?
Yes, we are.
I'm not positive of that.
Really?
I mean, are you positive?
Could we get somebody to get back to us on that? I'm not sure I would like to see the county entering into an agreement with a kill facility.
This IMA, we sent a home rule message for this particular facility to move from its current location on Fullerton to move.
By Stu Leonard's across the street.
No, I understand where the location is. I'm questioning the kind of animal shelter.
I'm not positive. I know their emphasis is on no kill.
Is there anyone we could get the answer from?
I think it's a fair question.
The throughway at this point in time, they need this IMA to execute something. All right, so we're here
for the
The IMA is not necessary for the shelter to be moved forward. I think this is for some sewer piping that's at the end of the facility. So.
I'd still like to know, just for the record, I would like to know what kind of an animal shelter it is.
And Judy, I agree with you, we need to. Because if there is a process, I mean, I understand that there comes a point where animals aren't being adopted and something happens beyond that. I am not familiar with that in this particular item, and hopefully Tom can give us an
answer. Well, the current facility is outdated. The animals are suffering in that. We've already approved all of the preconditions in order to build this animal shelter. All the approvals have passed. We're in the process of collecting money. When I say we, the city of Yonkers through charitable. I mean, I would hate to hold it up just to find out whether this is a no kill or no kill. The animals are the ones that are benefiting by this.
Well, not if they're killed.
They're certainly not on Fullerton right now.
They were on Fullerton, they were overcrowded. They tied them to fences.
I'm not questioning
that. It was freezing cold weather.
I would just like to know before casting my vote whether it's a kill or no kill.
No, you have every right.
I had never even heard the term kill or not kill, to tell you the truth.
There's some.
It's quite a well-used term.
Particularly in the South, unfortunately.
Particularly in the South.
Yeah. I'm allergic to any kind of animal hair.
I think so.
Is there some way staff could call the animal shelter, ask the director about this question?
Just get him on speakerphone or something.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So we can watch him talk to us.
Let's do it like charades. Sound like.
No, you know what?
You can hear it. You can hear that one, yeah.
Tom, if it's kill, would you just touch your nose? If it's no kill, would you pull your ear, please?
He doesn't know. Somebody call the shelter.
All right, we're done.
Tom, it's for you.
Can you pick up the phone?
It's for you, Tom.
And for the audience, this is a fairly new equipment that we're starting to use, so please bear with us. This is for the purpose of expediting travel and
communication. See, Tom is plugged in with iTunes.
Can Tom pick up the phone so they can ask?
So you can hear us?
Can we, is that phone on here?
No, because we can't hear him.
This system functioning in order, we'll be saving time and travel.
It'd be nice to put the switch on.
It was from our end. Okay.
Yep. Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay.
This is our end.
All right. Tom. The question before the committee, and Judy, you want to mention the question?
I think he already indicated that he did not know the answer, whether this is a kill or no-kill facility. So I think I would prefer, personally, to find that out before furthering this.
Well, the question is this. First, is let's hear what the IMA is about.
Can you give us a synopsis of the IMA? We understand that all of this has moved forward. A lot of the approvals have been moved forward. The city has been raising private funding and other funding to make this a reality. We did a site visit, at least I did, of the current shelter. And I don't know what's in there, because I was there a couple of years ago, and it was pitiful. So this is something that must happen on behalf of the animals regardless. So, Tom, give us a synopsis of where we are and where we're going with it.
Well, we've reached an agreement with the city of Yonkers to give them a little over 1.6 acres, which would be at the southern end of the Murph property, right next to the entrance to Ridge Hill. The county has a turnaround for its trucks for the Murph in that area. The city will be, at their expense, redoing the turnaround, so we still have all the functional use of the roadway, and also some drainage improvements because there is a little ponding or flooding in the area there. So the city is going to take care of those issues. The animal shelter will be separate and distinct from the Murph property. There will be a fence that the city will be putting around the animal shelter so that people won't be walking into the Murph and you know, we don't want anyone getting hurt, certainly, because there are large tractor trailers running through there.
All right. I have to go back to the term kill or no kill. I had never heard it before, and we have a Mrs. Myers concern on this issue, and I have Mr. Jenkins raising his hand, so we'll... Yes, Mr. Jenkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just spoke to the mayor of the city of Yonkers.
Okay.
And the facility is a kill facility as it is right now, where if they get overcrowded, etc., that you know, in every facility that is the case. It's not...
No, that's not true.
Well, in the municipal facilities, that is the case from according to the mayor. The mayor said this particular location would be doubling the size of the facility, giving the animals a much better opportunity to be adopted, you know, before anything had to be, you know, it's a much more humane facility by moving to this place. So while we certainly understand, you know, the feelings of not wanting to support a facility that, you know, that would have to euthanize pets at the end, this facility, euthanize the pet at the end, the reality is that this facility is, the facility that as currently exists is inhumane to the animals, which is why they needed to move to the larger facility, and it will have double the size and a better opportunity for pets to be adopted.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, so there is the answer. Any more questions to the commissioner on this? Mr. Borges, you had...
I'm fine with it. Ken and I have been proposing this. I know Bernice, all of the Yonkers legislators for a long time. The facility is really in a bad, bad condition, and I've seen it probably before, after you have, mm-hmm. within the last year, and this new facility is going to be tremendous. It right. really is going to be nice for the animals.
All right. Bernice, as representative around the area, do you have a motion for budget and appropriations? This item is only on budget and appropriations.
Okay. So moved.
On behalf of Yonkers, I can second that motion.
Second.
All right. Second by Mr. Jenkins. Any other comments or questions?
Yes. Just a comment. For the reasons Legislator Myers stated, I'll vote yes without prejudice.
Okay. Without prejudice. Any other comments or questions? Otherwise, a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Yes, without prejudice.
Okay, and two without prejudice.
No, three. I'll go on that.
Mr. Laura, any other business to come before the committee from your department? This was it? Just the shelter?
For now, yes. That was it for today.
Oh, while the commissioner's on, I don't know if he had anything to do with the bird homestead that he
no.
had to do.
Yeah, that's a question.
That's planning.
With the bird homestead, that we have two items jointly tabled with public works.
No, it was in
any knowledge of this of this item from you at all?
No,
it's planning. All right, Mr. Laura, thanks so much. Yeah. And as you can see, the item has moved forward to the legislature floor.
And next time we'll make sure the switch is working.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Bye now.
All right. We have... how are we doing with timing, Sally? I'm trying
the
to...
The planning is here.
Okay, planning is here. Move to... from the table, the two items on
move
Mr. Chairman.
Move from the table for Mr. Alvarado. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
All right.
Those items then are back before us, the Bond Act, as well as the IMA. Who here from planning will be talking about this?
Mr. Conrad.
Good morning.
Oh, okay.
Matt Petrelli here, and Ann Stillman, chairperson of the Committee to Save the Bird Homestead.
Good morning.
We were hoping that the city manager from the city of Rye would be here today, but this maybe has gotten delayed. But yes, what you have before you is a bond act which would authorize the county to enter into an agreement with the city of Rye to acquire a conservation easement on an approximately 1 acre piece of property known as the Bird Homestead, which is located in red on this map in the city of Rye. It's located on Blind Brook and Milton Harbor, right next door to the property. Is the Friends Meeting House, which is an historic property. Also, it's on the National Register of Historic Places. And the city marina is right south of the Friends property. The city had approached us, actually, and the Bird Homestead Committee had approached us about 2 years ago. They were putting together a coalition of funding sources to acquire the property. And there is state money, federal money, local money, and even private donations all involved in the acquisition of the property. The homestead, the Committee to Save the Bird property was under pressure at that point to purchase the property and close on it. And so the county was...
Here. We have the mayor of the city of Rye as well.
Hi, Mr. French.
How are you?
Oh, hey.
Hi, everybody.
Mayor, yeah, please take a seat at the table.
Please join.
Good morning. But as I was saying, the committee was under pressure then to close on the property through the estate of the Byrds, and at that point the county did not have its funding in place. So, but there was a commitment from the prior administration that they would support the acquisition of this property. The Byrds, if Ann wants to talk a little bit about the Byrds themselves, they're a well-known family in paleontology, entomology, and archaeology. Did a lot of work for the American Museum of Natural History, and are world-renowned for the work that they've done. Also, one of the Byrd family was also quite involved with the Rye Free Library for a number of years in running the library. The property itself, a house that was built in the 1800s. It's a Greek Revival building, and it does have historic significance in its type of architecture. The property does have frontage on Blind Brook. This is a view from the property out onto Blind Brook. Right across the way from the property is property also already owned, a conservation property owned by the City of Rye, the wetlands area. And just south here is the county's marshlands conservancy piece also. So we think that it is a worthwhile project for the county to be involved with. It does preserve an historic property. There will be access, canoe and kayak access onto the property. It'll be part of what's known as the Blue Trail, which is a trailway along the Long Island Sound, which connects important waterfront properties, and that is something that the county has always supported. And at this point, I'll open it up to any questions there.
Yeah, you mentioned, and people thought that this was for the Byrds, and the Byrds is actually the last name, and you want to speak
on... That's correct. There were three major scientists. Actually, this property has national significance in the category of science. And it is also significant for its architecture. But there was an entomologist who was the patriarch of the family, Henry Byrd, who discovered one genus and 14 species of moths. He was an expert in moths in his field. He's quite renowned. But he was part of a 19th century tradition of scientists in this country who were not formally trained and were not academics, but who made very true contributions to the field by their own study. And then his two sons, Roland Byrd was a paleontologist and Junius Byrd was an archaeologist. Junius was curator of South American archaeology at the Museum of Natural History for almost 50 years. And he made very significant discoveries in Chile, which is, of course, in the news, and also in Peru. And he discovered the oldest textile art known at the time in the Americas, which he discovered under a microscope. He could determine the patterns on fragments of cloth, you know, which is really quite an extraordinary scientific feat.
And he served as the prototype, we think.
That's true. He is considered at least a prototype for Indiana Jones. And if you saw a photograph of him from 1946 when he's in Peru, he's just, Harrison Ford is a dead ringer for him. You know, I mean, it's just incredible. And he has the hat, the whole look.
Yep.
So at the very least, whoever designed the sort of aura and look of that character had definitely seen this photograph. And he, his brother Roland Byrd was a paleontologist who made very significant discoveries of dinosaur remains and tracks. And in Texas, he excavated and recorded the largest sauropod tracks on record. They were excavated by a part of the WPA, Work Projects Administration, back in the 1930s. So it's tied also to the social history of our country. And they're on view at the Museum of Natural History, as are many, many of the artifacts that Junius Byrd uncovered in the, they're on view in the South American Hall. And there's a very lovely tribute to him at the entrance to that hall. So these are people who were not well off, but they developed their powers of observation, really living on this property, growing up on this property, and in the natural world. And they became very prominent figures in their fields.
And the committee had the property placed on the National Register of Historic Places. So
yes.
So it already is on the register.
And Mr. Mayor, welcome and thank you for taking the time. If you have anything to add.
Well, this is one of those projects that transcends administrations at the county level, also at the local level. A lot of the work was done by former Mayor Steve Otis. And I'm really here just to say that my new administration is very supportive of this project. Maintaining the environment, preserving our history, all of these things that this property brings to Rye is something we're very consistent in and like to see. I'd like to commend the work of Judy Myers as well, helping bring this forward. So we have to be full support on this.
Thank you so much. Any other questions or concerns on the Birch Homestead? Otherwise, a motion is in order, I guess, for budget and appropriations.
So moved.
Second.
A motion for Public Works Parks.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion?
For both items, Mr. Chairman, if we may, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
You saved on the meter.
Probably out there watching.
All right.
We have no further business to take up with the Budget and Appropriations Committee, so I'd ask for a motion to adjourn for Public Works.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.